This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. World powers on Sunday agreed to ban gold exports from Russia, kicking off a G7 meeting aimed at taking new steps to deplete Moscow's war chest and bolster Ukraine's defenses. U.S. President Joe Biden and his counterparts from the world's most industrialized nations are gathering in the German Alps before they continue to Madrid for talks with NATO partners. The leaders are seeking to close ranks for Ukraine against Russia's invasion while grappling with the intensifying global fallout of the war. Quote, "We have to stay together," Biden told Angela Merkel's successor Olaf Scholz, the host of the three-day gathering.
"We have to stay together. Yeah. Because Putin has been counting on from the beginning. And somehow NATO would and the G7 would splinter. But we had it, and we're not going to."
Scholz also hailed Western unity.
"Good messages that we all made it to stay united, which obviously Putin never expected."
The statements of resolve came as Russia resumed strikes on Kiev in the first onslaught on the Ukrainian capital in 3 weeks, an attack Biden condemned as, quote, "more of their barbarism." Looking to the summit, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba urged the G7 to approve more sanctions on Moscow and more heavy weapons for Ukraine to defeat what he called Russia's sick imperialism. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will make the same plea when he joins the meeting via video link on Monday. From soaring inflation to a looming food crisis and energy shortages, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, now in its fifth month, has mired the world into a series of crises. Find more at